The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Frank Agovino is back. I know that, Frank, the last time we talked, you were so optimistic about Delaware County and the GOP's place, and especially because of what you called, you know, Democrats' overreach on things like tax hike and that earned income tax, and basically people realizing they're going to pay more taxes. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Great to be on.
Absolutely. We wanted to first update on our friend Alfie Goodwin, who I really got to know as she was on the campaign trails, military service, mom, just a great, great lady. And we were so sorry to hear what happened.
Yeah. Well, she's on military duty. Excuse me. She's on military duty today. That's why she couldn't call in. So she asked me to update. You know, I not a whole lot of information, unfortunately. Her car and a Tesla behind her car were vandalized with some cryptic writing on her windshield. Police report was made. Her Ring camera didn't pick up the image. But there was one of the neighbors said they gave a description of somebody around the time of the vandalizing of the car. So hopefully they find a perpetrator.
But was this, I mean, is this just a feeling that it's a random piece of violence, or that because she is a Republican woman or maybe an African-American woman, was this somehow targeted because of who she is?
She doesn't rule it out. And certainly in this day and age, you know, the way things have been going with recent news events, you know, anything is possible. You know, we don't have 100% evidence to that fact.
Right.
But certainly it's a possibility. I mean, Alfie, you know, is a very conservative person, and some people don't appreciate that. So it's definitely possible.
Dawn, I just want to take people inside, because I had a conversation with Alfie before this interview today, and Alfie, like Frank said, is on military duty. And she said she woke up Monday morning to this incident, and she had to leave for military duty. And Dawn, she has a daughter, and her mom came and, you know, is now staying with her daughter while she's, you know, out there doing military duty because of this vandalism. Her daughter's absolutely petrified that this could happen to her. And to further add on, the other car, to underline what Frank said, was also a Tesla. So from my understanding, these are both Teslas. Maybe it's an anti-Tesla attack. I don't know whether that's true or not, but also a theory.
I guess my question to you, Frank...
Oh, okay.
What's that, Dawn?
Frank, you know, my question to you is, you know, in thinking about this and my conversations and updates on the case with, for example, Linda Kearns, with GOP members and or, you know, Trump supporters who had Republican-type lawn signage, and they were targeted, and now I've been reporting on the fact that this is progressing in the courts as far as the representation of these victims who were threatened. And part of that is that not a whole lot was done about it. And I guess that's my question to you. Let's just say that, God forbid, you know, the same thing happened to somebody who is a Democrat. None of us want it to happen to anybody. Doesn't matter what your politics are. But Frank, let's be honest here. If this were a prominent, you know, Democrat, a lady like Alfie Goodwin, who's a Democrat, not a Republican, this would be a big story locally. This would be splashed all over every, you know, probably making national headlines. And yet we see nothing and not a whole lot involved in the investigation, quite frankly.
Yeah, that seems to be the state of play today, Dawn. None of us like it, but that is the reality of things. It, you know, may go to how the press reports on things, and but it is sad. And but you know, in this case, the Upper Darby police did show up, certainly took a police report, getting a description from the neighbors. So hopefully they will follow up. It's early in the game, but yeah, it's unfortunate. It's not necessary, but we're seeing that. We're just seeing, you know, it's all over the map, though, Dawn. It's really people are just not happy politically. There's not a lot of harmony, and I think also social media now has. I used to think social media was more good than bad. Now, I think, especially politically, it's more bad than good. And you have folks going online in different forums and just riling some people up. And they have the opportunity to do that more than than ever. And I think, you know, that's part of it. So, you know, sadly, it only takes one person to act out to really ruin it.
This is true. I wanted to end on a lighter note, if I could, and that was just the celebration of the American Pope, Pope Leo XIV, recently locally known as Father Bob back in the day, has a lot of ties to Delco, Delaware County, Villanova University, and then as well, you know, a local parish in Delco. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, do you see that in Delaware County, the celebration, if you will, for the American Pope, but the Delco Pope? I know he was there at St. Denis Church in Havertown.
Yeah, just another example of Delco on the rise. So many Roman Catholics in Delaware County, and folks are excited with Villanova. You know, I myself graduated from St. Joe's, and there was always a rivalry between St. Joe's and Villanova, but in this case, you know, we tip our cap to Villanova. It's really awesome to have such connections to the Holy Father. It's really exciting for sure.
Well, our Delco GOP chair, Frank Agovino, thanks for being here today, Frank. Really appreciate you. And obviously we'll keep in touch with Alfie Goodwin. Hope everything is okay there and her daughter's okay. Frank, thank you.
Yep, thanks so much.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.